Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Israel's number one news story of 2017 is President Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
President Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish people is probably the number one headline in the world. Now, talk to me about how the Israelis accepted that.
Well, Jimmy, first off, they were elated, of course, because they wanted to see the embassies move back to Jerusalem, because following the United States, which has never had an embassy in Jerusalem, Guatemala has now announced that they're moving theirs. Well, they did have an embassy there until 1980, when Israel declared United Jerusalem its capital. Honduras is following up. It looks like Paraguay is going to as well, several East European countries. And the prime minister says up to 12 countries will have embassies in Jerusalem within a year or two. So that's a development that's very important to the Israelis because, as we stated, it is Israel's capital. All of her parliament activity takes place there. The government offices are all there. So it's very important. But, of course, the reaction from Israel's neighbors has not been very good. Iran continues to scream and threaten war. Turkey has been amongst the strongest to object.
Do you believe that the United States is going to follow through in 2018 by moving the embassy, or will it take them longer to do that?
I think it's going to be longer, and as I pointed out right after the December 7th announcement, the new consulate building that the U.S. built over the last decade in Jerusalem, actually over the last 7-8 years, is ready to serve as an embassy tomorrow. But politically, it seems like they realized to rush right into that would probably have set off much worse violence. The full-scale new Palestinian uprising we were fearing would follow has not happened. We had several more major clashes this week when Jews went to try to pray at holy sites in Judea and Samaria, but it's not anywhere as high or as bad as we were fearing, and that's good news.
David Dolan with details behind Israel's number one news story of 2017. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The world reacted when President Trump named Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. In truth, the president was some 3,000 years late. The Lord himself declared Jerusalem the political capital of the Jewish people 3,000 years ago, as recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 5. In addition, Jerusalem will be the spiritual capital and the eternal capital as well. That's 2 Samuel chapter 6 and chapter 7. But until Jesus comes to rule and reign from Jerusalem, Zechariah 6:13, Jerusalem will be the center of controversy, Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...